This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, remember when we were talking about a while back, sex drive, and how when you ask your lady to have sex with you after work, that may not work, or at night, but maybe early morning may be the best time. Some of you already figured that out. Some of you apparently wait until you listen to my show to figure that out. Or some of you may wait until there's actual research. Well, we're being told that the best time to have sex is at 7:30 in the morning, around 45 minutes after you wake up. Wait a second, some of us don't even wake up that early. They say energy levels are at the highest after a good night's rest, so both sexes have more stamina. I don't understand the whole stamina issue. You only need to be awake for about 2 minutes. They say the rush of endorphins sparked by sex lowers your blood pressure and stress levels, and it may make you feel more upbeat for the rest of the day. I fall asleep afterwards. I just, you know, remember one day I was on air and I was like, yeah, well, that's because we did the 7:30 in the morning thing. Anyway, the findings are from a survey by Forza Supplements, and they asked 1,000 healthy and active people to report the optimal times in which they engage in certain activities. They say going for a run, the best time to do that is before 7 a.m. So you're supposed to go running, and then after you go running, you have sex if you only do a 45-minute run? Anyway, they say best time to go running is before 7 a.m. Now, I used to do that. I agree. I loved running early morning. Blood sugar, insulin, glycogen levels are all lower than normal after an overnight fast. Concentration levels peak around 3 hours after we woke up. So it's best to save the most taxing jobs of the day at work around 9:45 a.m. Around an hour later, stress levels peak at 10:45 a.m., most typically when we have our heavier to-do lists, right? So they say if your stress levels peak at 10:45, relax. They say the best time to drink alcohol is 6:10 p.m., which some call wine o'clock. And then ideal for sleep is 10:10 a.m. or 10:10 p.m. So let's quickly look at their timetable for what we should be doing every day. They say we should be waking up at 6:45 in the morning. It's ideal after you've had 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Some people need more sleep before age 18, typically up to 10 hours for a young teen. They say it's a myth that we need less sleep when we get older. I've always been taught about 8 to 9 hours of sleep is minimum. If you sleep too much, that could be a problem as well. But 8 to 9, you know, should be pretty good. Then at 7 a.m., they say go for a run before breakfast. I would say if you need to drink a little orange juice before you run, I just don't want you too hypoglycemic. 7:15 a.m., breakfast. So I guess they're expecting us to only run for 15 minutes. They say this should be around 30 minutes after waking. Around 84% of respondents of the study said that sticking to defined meal times is the best way to lose weight. It's true. Then have sex. After you eat breakfast and go for a run and do all that, 7:30 a.m. have sex. Now, I don't understand because, okay, I have, like, you know, a commute. Okay, the average person needs to be at work by 8 a.m. So, Forza, this may be coming from Europe. So, I don't know what time they all go to work, but we got to be at work by 8 a.m. But they say 7:30 have sex. They say ideally around 45 minutes after waking, you get over the nighttime grogginess, you're completely refreshed, you have more energy, male testosterone levels peak in the morning so they could last longer. So it's supposed to be pretty good sex in the morning. I don't like it because you could, you know, the lights aren't out, you know. under the cover sex. No above the cover sex for me. 9:45 a.m. they say go to work. Okay. Don't get fired by this advice. Really? 9:45 a.m., that's when you have more concentration and memory. Start to do a take a break at 10:45. They say lunch should be at 12:15. It should be 4 hours after eating breakfast. 3/4 of those surveyed found they benefited from never skipping a midday meal. Never, ever, ever skip a meal. That's what messes up your metabolism. People say, well, I'm not hungry at breakfast. So many people who I diagnosed with diabetes were breakfast skippers. So to me, that means if you skip breakfast, you're going to get diabetes. Why is that? Well, it's because maybe your body is expecting you to eat and take in calories like somebody, you know, like a baby does. You know, whenever they're hungry, every few, you know, hours they eat. But making your body wait and starve, even if you're not hungry, and then all of a sudden eating a big meal, you need to, the body likes to do things very methodically, and they like to get food in little increments. So if you could eat every few hours something small, I recommend the 6-10-2-6, where you eat something at 6, then you have something at 10, half your lunch at 10 a.m., the other half of your lunch at 2, and then dinner at 6. That's what I recommend. They say at 3:30 p.m. you need to watch out for snack o'clock. This is where people get tired and they want to eat. Many of them want to take a nap at this time, which is why if you have the other half of your lunch at 2 p.m., you're not going to be wanting a snack at 3:30. See? 6 p.m. is dinner time. They said if you've been watching your calories all day, don't pig out. All right? They say the majority of dieters said the key to successful weight loss was not to exceed your lunchtime calorie count at dinner. So you have even calorie intake throughout the day. That's true. I don't know when people decided that dinner was the biggest meal of the day. It was supposed to be breakfast for the longest time. You know, you eat a crap load of dinner, it's going to turn, well, it's not supposed to turn to fat, but that's what we, you know, we were taught. And, you know, people are busy and they come back and that's when it's family time and that's when they, like, you know, eat a lot. They say wine should be done at 6:10. Now, we've seen people who drink wine lose weight. Now, I don't know what the trick is. You know, I like to watch the Europeans and see how they do things. But apparently wine after dinner, maybe it prevents them from eating more junk food. Maybe it helps with the metabolism. I don't know. They say at 6:30 p.m., they recommend some strength training. They say performance in the gym is best after work in the early evening. And then bedtime at 10:10. Meh. Hey, if it works for you, let me know. I'll do it too. Except for sex, because I gotta be at work. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product. product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake and Patrick for working the dials. All right, so I don't know how many of you guys like going to IHOP or Applebee's, but apparently we're finding out that there are going to be close to 160 restaurants closing. 105 to 135 Applebee's are closing, up from the 40% to 60% that Parent Dine Equity said they would close in the first quarter. And also on the chopping block are 20 to 25 IHOP sites. That has risen since it was said they were going to close 18. At the same time, the two chains now will open 125 restaurants globally between them in new locations. So, I don't know why the chains are repositioning, but they're saying they're experiencing increased troubles as more customers have gravitated to the quick service restaurants like Panera Bread or Chipotle Mexican Grill, Chipotle, many of which market themselves as offering healthier and more upscale food. analysis say Applebee's has a hard time, right? Is Applebee's, what's that? Oh, Applebee's also has a Dr. song. Maybe that's why. Maybe people think it's, you know, my show, and they go to Applebee's, and they're like, oh, man. Applebee's, they say, remains out of favor with casual dining customers. Sister concept IHOP may be feeling the effects as well. I'll tell you guys what you're doing wrong. You're too damn expensive. Listen, I love IHOP. I really love their crepes. In fact, I had a crepe in France. It was bad. IHOP's crepes are 1,000 times better than a crepe I had in France. I mean, that's how much I love IHOP foods. I really like their chicken Florentine. You could get spinach, chicken, and cheese, onions, and mushroom. I don't like the mushrooms, so I pick those out. I should just ask for no mushrooms, and I keep forgetting that there's mushrooms. And it's in a crepe. You ask for the sauce on the side, so I eat the inside. It really tastes good with the crepe. Then I pick off part of the crepe, and I throw a whole bunch of syrup on it. Going to IHOP with the family, we don't get out of there under 50, 60 bucks. It's IHOP. Just like Denny's did the same thing. Denny's, it was expensive to go to Denny's. Denny's used to have their Grand Slam breakfast for like $2.99 or $3.99. Once you get rid of that and you try to charge more, right, you're going to lose us. Applebee's also, we go to Applebee's. You know, mind you, it's some of the food is good, but people don't want to go out, you know, leave there spending 60, 70 bucks for a family of four. It's Applebee's. It's not like a steakhouse. And so they're having problems. And I think stores all over are having issues. So, you know, I don't know where they're going to be opening up, mostly abroad, I guess. I think companies really have to figure out how to reinvent themselves. We have a much different world and a much different climate. People want to eat fast. Another big thing people are really liking is this Uber Eats, where you can have food delivered. Okay. People don't, you know, now you should always tip whoever's doing the delivery, but it's not as much as tipping in restaurants. We really scare people when we start to talk about tipping 20%. It used to be 15%. I used to wait tables and bartend and stuff, so I like to tip at least 20%. And that's a lot of money. So, you know, here you are spending 80, 90 bucks. You need to drop at least 15, 20 on top of that just for tip. And a lot of people don't like that anymore. And they're like, it's a lot of money. So, well, you know, why don't we, you know, what? We're not really getting the best service. Not to slam any of the food servers, but I would probably say the last five or six restaurants I've been into, they've been obviously understaffed. They have these little kiosks on tables for you to start plugging things into. Why am I dropping all this money for service when I don't have to? And I think a lot of people are being a little bit more careful with their spending. You know, that was a big problem we had with this latest recession. You know, do we really want to spend the money? You know, once your income improves. Now, I actually took a little bit of a different, approach. Okay? You know, we emptied out our bank account. We took mortgages just to keep my practice open, and we closed the practice. It was ridiculous. Obamacare killed the private neighborhood family doc. It's a shame. So a lot of people closed up, all right? And then I became an employee, and I love teaching, okay? But I also realized that life is short, and I also realized that employment is short, okay? You know, you don't know how long your contract's going to be. You don't know how long an employer is going to want you. You don't know if employers are going to have issues or not. And so, you know, I realized that, look, if there's something that I haven't wanted to do that I've always wanted to do, do now. You know, and so sometimes in the face of uncertainty, you'll have the opposite, where people will be like, you know what, I'm going to live for the day. You know, saving money did nothing for me. And that's something that really scared our generation. When you look at the psychology of what happens during a recession, a lot of us were really traumatized. Those that lost their jobs, those that lost their health insurance, that was some scary stuff, because a lot of us remember the 80s and the 90s, and, you know, things were, you know, tight, but, you know, those of us who were older and did every single thing we were taught to do in the 80s and 90s, try and diversify, try to invest in some real estate, put money into your home, once this recession hit, we were taught, oh, no, that, you know, that didn't help us at all. It killed me seeing these 50, 60-year-old nurses who were making $25, $30 an hour in small companies get fired and have to try to find a $10 an hour medical assistant job. And the reason why they got fired is because they made more than other people. One nurse I interviewed, she said, should I have never gotten promoted? If I would have had the lower salary, I wouldn't be fired and unemployed right now. She's in her 50s. You know how scary that was? Yet, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, we were kind of trained, look, you do the best job possible. You advance, you advance, you advance. Ah, this recession scared the living daylights out of us. The higher up you were, the higher the salary, the bigger the fall. The first on the chopping block. I saw it. Medical offices were like, I could get a medical assistant. They were saved like $8-$9 an hour. So I could hire three. And I could have three staff people versus the one who makes 25. And so you saw all these very highly educated, highly experienced people try to grab jobs at a third the pay. And I mean, the healthcare sector, we talked about all the ramifications with that. Okay, but then you and I, we had savings. We had some money hopefully saved up. We saved some money up during the Bush years. All that got consumed. Every dime of my savings got consumed in the recession. And then here I was, middle age, with no savings at all. And the house now upside down. Okay, we were taught to invest in homes. And then our home is upside down. We realized that we didn't have to, you know, we didn't own anything. Now, with everything bad, there's always a silver lining. So the silver lining to that is lawsuits dropped. Okay? I had no worries about anybody suing me because what were they going to take? My house is upside down. Take it. My car I'm paying off payments. I don't really own the car. The bank owns it. And thank God I still never got sued. And, you know, again, malpractice lawsuits don't always happen because of negligence. They can happen because, you know, somebody, you know, is unhappy about something and tries to blame you. And luckily I've never been sued. But I noticed that we didn't hear as many lawsuits because there, you know, with the exception of the insurance money, there really wasn't much that people could get, you know, from the other side. And so, you know, what did we do now that Trump is president? How are people now approaching the economy? How are people approaching their health care? Well, people are very cautious. People are so scared with what happened that what I'm noticing is people are downsizing like crazy, which is what I would recommend. Honestly, if my kids move out, and they will soon, both of them are now in high school, you know, my husband and I, we are going to get the smallest condo or smallest place we could find and hopefully pay it off in full so we don't have a mortgage. Cars, it's more difficult because by the time you pay off a car, it starts to act up. But we don't want to have a mortgage. We don't want to be in that position where we have to move, you know, or we own a piece of property that's upside down. Whatever we pay for that house, that's what it is. Hopefully we could sell it and, you know, make our money back later, etc. But I see a lot of downsizing. I see a lot of smart spending. But you do see a lot of people say, look, I never got to do this during the recession. The recession took 8 to 10 years of my life. Now I want to enjoy, you know, a trip. So we're starting to see prices for travel go up a little bit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Frank calling from Vegas. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm lousy, Doc D's. I'm absolutely miserable. 2 weeks sober, I hate it.
Oh, really? Oh. You're 2 weeks sober? That's awesome. What were you, how much were you drinking before then?
Well, I but before I get to that, well, I'll put it there. Let me know if you heard this cliche before. One's too many and a thousand's not enough. Have you heard that one before?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now, and I wanted to, because you had covered the opiate scandal that's going on in the country. I'm looking for a one-word answer. What does ethyl alcohol, or as in alcohol drinks, and opium have in common? There's a lot of one-word answers, but I'm looking for one in particular. Would you gather to guess?
Well, addiction.
They have in common.
Addiction, liver toxicity. That's two words. Why are you quizzing me? You didn't answer my question, Frank. And I tell you what, No, answer my question because, you know, when you've called before on the show, you have sounded drunk. So I would like to know, how much do you really drink? Just, because this is amazing that you're sober. I'm so proud of you. So tell me, how much do you usually drink?
I'm answering it with that question, and the word is tolerance. Which isn't allowed in court anymore on a DUI. And so you wonder to your listeners, you know, but my first beer, I got a buzz and I enjoyed it. I was a happy guy. Next thing I know, it's a 6-pack and then a 12-pack. But that's beer, I was up to, it took, you wouldn't even know I was drunk after 2 bottles of wine. And I could drink between, if I ate healthy, as in beets, and the beet man had a beet leaf salad, and beets are a real natural kick. They are a superfood. Mm-hmm. And I was in a good place mentally. I could drink as much. I wouldn't remember the 4th bottle, but I could drink as much as 4 bottles of wine. To give you an example. Now, Dr. Oz, he did a whole show. He did 2 shows. It's kind of backtracked. But he said you could do any combination of 3, as in you can have 3 beers, preferably with each meal, like they do in Europe, 3 glasses of wine, or 3 shots, as long as, and you know, yesterday you had said, you know, they said, well, it's 2, and anything more than that, you're an alcoholic, and, you know, I lived in Europe for a couple years, and I mean, the kids started as young as 9, getting some watered down wine. Yeah, you were there. Did you have a good trip to Europe?
Yes, it was a great, great trip. Absolutely phenomenal. But it's interesting, in a lot of religions, kids drink wine. You know, they drink a little bit, you know. In the Jewish religion, they get some manischewitz. So, you know, wine has been a part of people's cultures and kids as well. But tell us, Frank, how are you sober? What did you do different?
Well, you know, from previous phone calls, I'm in a lot of chronic pain, so I was trying to self-medicate. And what was happening was about 18 months to 2 years ago, my friend Rod goes, I call him and I go, Rod, I got no appetite. And it was a fine line. I go, I'm either going to go and get the vodka, mostly for the kick. I was kicking up the cheaper wines with vodka, but the vodka had hurt. I had an uncle that died of alcoholism and I knew I was at that crossroads. And it caused me pain in my stomach. And I knew I've got friends that because they did drugs like ecstasy and cocaine and stuff, they mixed, which not only were they jeopardizing their liver, but they had kidney problems.
Right.
And they were getting the kidney pains. And I'm not into pain, by the way. I'm really not. And so what was happening was alcohol can get very expensive too, and I really like top shelf wines like you were talking about yesterday, you know, but unfortunately I got to where I liked the buzz, and I could self-medicating, I could escape the pain of my bones and other things that have happened to my body. Mm-hmm. But then the same thing with the vodka happened about 16 days ago. I woke up, I had no appetite. It was like a punch in the stomach, but it wasn't like that. And something was wrong. Again, I had no appetite for 2 days. And what was happening prior to that in the 2 bottles, I was developing acid reflux, indigestion, and heartburn, and generally all 3. So I was having to go through a lot of pain to feel good. And,
right.
And by the way, the VA 2 years ago wanted to start me on Percocets, but I didn't want to give up my wine with steak, and I didn't want to give up my beer with pizza and Mexican.
Frank, what you just said was the million-dollar statement. You had to be in pain. You were putting yourself in pain to get rid of pain. That's
correct.
When you realized that this can't keep going. Sorry, go on. But that's a statement that a lot of people, that's something I hear when they finally decide to stop, you know, to try to go sober, because they're putting themselves in pain to fight pain. That's a fascinating statement, Frank. Wow. Go ahead. Very powerful.
Well, yeah, And I'll tell you, I do plan on spending. I'm going to start spending between $22 to $60 a bottle, and hopefully I'll just have one or two glasses with the meal. Hopefully
You said you're sober. You can't be drinking wine and be sober. Oh, you mean you're. Wait, you said you're 2 weeks sober. You need to quit alcohol like completely. Are you or no?
Well, no, I'm fat too. I there's not one pair of pants, shorts that I can get into. You know, so my plan, and I thought it would be easy to lose this weight, and it's not going to be. I had a complete meltdown yesterday. I ate an entire Hershey's Symphony giant chocolate bar. A glass of wine, a glass of red wine is 130, white to 125 calories. Yeah. One Pepperidge Farm Nantucket chocolate chip cookie, you get eight of them, is 140. I
those Nantuckets are yummy.
Okay,
but wait a second. So,
Frank,
you said you're 2 weeks sober. So when was your last drink?
2 weeks ago.
It was? Okay, so when are you planning to have your next drink?
The folks are coming into town in October.
No, okay, wrong answer. Wrong answer. If you've been sober for 2 weeks, keep it up.
I'm gonna try to maintain it. And here's, I got two things I want to get with you. On the doctor's show, there is a miracle pain plant from Southeast Asia, and it's called Kratom. And it's listed as a dietary, and I'm going to try and hope that kills my pain.
This is what I want you to do. None of this Dr. Oz stuff. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Okay, you were having some severe stomach pain. That, to me, makes me think you have an ulcer, or you could be working up a pancreatitis. You are two weeks sober. That is flipping amazing, Frank. Get your butt to a doctor. Get some liver tests. Don't start taking any supplements that could be mucking with your liver also. And if you are 2 weeks dry, I don't care if your mother-in-law's coming or your mom's coming or whatever. Tell them not to come. If they're coming over to the house and that is going to screw with your sobriety, tell them to get the hell out of Dodge. You don't want to see them, and explain to them why. And if not, I'll call them up. But no more alcohol.
Okay, two more things, Doc. I hate being sober, and why when I go to the X-ray techs and the MRI techs, and I know they know, and I ask them, I go, I know it's bad, how bad is it? And they say, we're not allowed to comment, you'll have to wait till you go to your provider or your doctor.
Why
can't they tell me what they think?
The reason why is they get fired. I went for a pelvic ultrasound.
Wow, that's a good reason.
Yeah, the ultrasound techs are not allowed to tell you. They're not allowed to, because, again, they're not the provider. And when you read a film, it's not supposed to be half-assed while someone's talking to you and the lighting. You have to sit in a radiology room. That's why. Okay, Frank.
This is always a pleasure, Dr.
Always a pleasure. Frank, keep it up. 2 weeks sober. Please keep it up. Tell your family to, like, leave you alone if you're going to drink. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ASE-safety.com. That's ASE-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bad. We are bad to the bone. We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are getting through the show, guys, right? Step by step, right? Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito. All right, we're getting through it, guys. We're almost there. Now, an Orlando daycare employee, remember we talked about this a few days ago, who left a 3-year-old in a van, and unfortunately the little boy died? Daycare worker in Orlando has been charged with aggravated manslaughter. Deborah St. Charles, 51 years old, is being held on $30,000 bond. She's accused of leaving young Miles Hill in a van outside his daycare for more than 11 hours on Monday. The outdoor temperature in Orlando hit as high as 93 degrees. And she was crying during the appearance before the judge. I mean, I'm sure she's horrified. She obviously didn't do this on purpose, but she was half-assed and she didn't do head counts. And, allegedly, all right. And so, you know, we don't know how this happened, why, you know, she forgot a kid was there. But unfortunately, the little boy was one of several children picked up and brought to Little Miracles Academy too. She arrived around 9 a.m., grabbed cleaning supplies from the back of the van before the other children got out, walked with her into the daycare. The little boy Hill remained in the van. St. Charles told police she was on the phone at the time, and she alleged admitting to not counting the children. Miles was marked present on a staff log at the daycare, and the boy was not discovered until later that night at 8:28 p.m. Orlando Police Crime Scene Investigators said the temperature inside the van would have reached 133 degrees, but by 3 p.m., 144 degrees. This unbearable environment was the result of the little boy's death. His cause of death was ruled as hyperthermia. So from what we understand, state authorities said that the daycare now has been closed. So tragic. I feel so bad for this kid's family. I feel so bad for the little boy who suffered like that. And the worker now, I don't know how she's going to recover from this. But, you know, let this be a lesson that, oh, my gosh, you do not be, you being half-assed has no place when you deal with other people's lives. An 11-year-old was doused with boiling water as a sleepover. At a sleepover, why? Online challenge. Jamanisha Merritt went to sleep Sunday night near another young girl that she thought was a friend. Her friend threw scalding water on her. So now Jamanisha has shoulders and neck scarred. Her eyes are shut. She's lost layers of skin. She was attacked by another girl. This occurred in the Bronx with a cup of boiling water. Her mom, Ebony Merritt, said that her daughter, who she calls Moni, was wounded, obviously not just physically and emotional. She's right now in stable condition, but serious condition. And I guess what happened is the other girl, who's 12 years old, who's been, by the way, arrested and charged with second-degree assault, I guess did it as a social media challenge. Now, we don't know why, I mean, and what kind of challenge this is, but I guess there was an argument, and, you know, maybe there was some anger involved. But another girl in Florida died months after she drank boiling water from a straw after she and a cousin watched a video on YouTube. Kiara Pope, an 8-year-old girl, died, had problems breathing. She had a tracheotomy. And, unfortunately, this was all because of watching something online. So people watch social media, and then they do stupid things. Remember this blue whale challenge where somebody committed suicide? He was doing it as a part of the blue whale challenge where I guess for 30 days they have to do something every day and then at the end they're supposed to commit suicide. So YouTube has revolutionized the internet. YouTube has given us free music, free videos, given us a lot of entertainment. Kids watch YouTube. They don't watch TV anymore. You notice we never have to tell people to, you know, parents to limit television. Kids don't watch television, but they watch YouTube. And, yes, there's parental controls, but there's stuff on YouTube that kids get access to that they shouldn't be looking at, and there is some real, real bad stuff. And this free, you know, video sharing software has completely revolutionized how society, I guess, looks at what are supposed to be appropriate, age-related, appropriate actions. And kids want to do what's popular. I mean, look, it always happened. Like, looking back in the 50s, okay? You know, guys wanted to be Elvis. Elvis would dance the way he did with the hip thrust. Guys wanted to do that. You know, I heard stories that my father would be trying to sing to an Elvis record on the bed, dancing like Elvis, right? And, you know, he lived in Israel, so he wasn't even in America at the time. And Elvis was huge, you know, throughout the world. And my aunt would come in, make fun of him, and he'd throw his shoe at her. So, you know, fads and hair and dress, this is what happens. You know, this is what, you know, this is what, you know, drives the youth. Okay. Is what are other people doing? And how could I show that I'm doing it too? I want to belong. It's a part of our it's a part of our humanistic instinct. Okay. We want to be a part of a group. Standing out is dangerous in nature. You eventually do need to stand out to, you know, be able to be the alpha male or to be able to get the meat, to be able to get the spouse. So you do need to eventually stand out, but not while you're in adolescence. In adolescence, there's the drive to fit in. So what are the, you know, what are the fads now? What are people doing? Well, selfies are big. Snapchat is big. Obviously, social media, you know, knowing lyrics to certain songs, right? Like the Pasito, Pasito, Suave, Suavecito. You got to know that. Okay. You can't be in high school without knowing how to sing the Despacito song. So there are things that are milestones that these kids are, you know, making sure they accomplish. And unfortunately, when these challenges are online, they want to be a part of that too. An Oregon woman who accidentally suffocated her newborn is suing the hospital in an $8.6 million lawsuit against Portland Adventist Medical Center. The mother, Monica Thompson, filed the suit last week at Multnomah County Circuit Court. She cited negligence in causing foreseeable harm to her son, Jacob Daniel Thompson, and negligent infliction of emotional distress over her child's death back in August of 2012. He was only 10 days old. She says Jacob was a miracle baby, her firstborn and only son. She says, I'm sharing our story in hopes that no mother family will ever have to suffer through preventable tragedy. So apparently Jacob was taken to a nursery late on August 5th, 2012, so she could rest before being discharged. She was given narcotic painkillers and sleep aids. Around 3 a.m. on August 6th, a provider, identified in the lawsuit as Nurse X, took the boy from the nursery to Thompson's room for breastfeeding. The nurse left the room and left the mother's son unattended. Now, many nurses will allow private time between mom and baby. So what ended up happening is about an hour after the nurse left, Thompson woke up feeling drowsy and groggy and noticed her son was unresponsive in her arms. She called for a nurse while she tried to get him to respond. Ms. Thompson tried to stimulate her son's suckling reflexes without success, touched his eyes, no response, poked him, started yelling for help. And so they believe the boy suffered from severe hypoxia or oxygen deficiency. His brain was severely and permanently damaged. And then the parents later had to terminate. Oh, the boy was put on life support. And then, unfortunately, they had to terminate life support. So they say that the breastfeeding mom had narcotics and sleep aids. And giving the baby to mom to breastfeed while she was under the influence was negligent. Such a sad case. I mean, wow. I don't know what the answer is. You know, I mean, many of us, after we gave birth, we were left alone with our babies. And it's true. You're given something for the pain after the C-section or the delivery. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, If you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.